The bodhisattva, through reliance on prajnaparamita, is unimpeded in his mind because there is no impediment. He is not afraid and he leaves distorted dream thinking far behind, ultimately nibbana. Here, distorted dream thinking means delusion. Delusion, condition, inverted thinking. In Mandarin, the meaning is very good. Tian Tao, inverted thinking. Tian Tao. But the direct translation may be in English. You cannot get the meaning so clearly unless you are Mandarin educated or you know some Mandarin. The one who knows Mandarin will benefit because the Mandarin word is very good. Tian Tao means upside down thinking. That is taking the unreal to be the real and vice versa. That is the meaning of inverted thinking. This verse is so beautiful. So we are following the Heart Sutta text. That's why this is one section of the Heart Sutta text. So this prajnaparamita is very powerful. Prajna is wisdom. Paramita is perfection. So, relying on perfection or wisdom, the bodhisattva is unimpeded in his mind. Means that perfection or wisdom makes his mind different, liberated, clarity, understanding. That's why unimpeded. Then he can, there is no more impediment. Means nothing to obstruct her or him. Then he is fearless, not afraid. And he leaves distorted dream thinking or inverted thinking far behind, ultimately realizing nibbana. Then all Buddhas of the three periods of time attain anuttara samyat sambodhi through reliance of prajnaparamita. Therefore now, Therefore, know that prajnaparamita is a great spiritual mantra, a great bright mantra, a supreme mantra, an unequal mantra. It can remove all suffering. It is genuine and not false. That is why the mantra of prajnaparamita was spoken. Recite it like this. Gate gate paragate parasamgate bohisawa. Here, prajnaparamita means perfection of wisdom, cultivation, and anuttara samyat sambodhi means the perfection of Buddhahood. This is even more beautiful. So the Heart Sutra, they are very profound, deep in their meaning, especially on the aspect of emptiness. True emptiness is wonderful existence, 2.3. Therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no mental activity or consciousness. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body and mind. No sight, no sound, no taste, no smell, tactile or mental form. No feel of eye up to and including no feel of mind consciousness. And no ignorance or ending of ignorance up to and including no old age, sickness and death, or ending of old age, sickness and death. There is no suffering, no cause of arising of suffering, no extinction of suffering, and no path, the Noble Eightfold Path, that leads to the end of all suffering, and no understanding and no attainment. So all these are very beautifully described under true emptiness. True emptiness means when you realize true emptiness, then you realize the unconditioned. Then all the Four Noble Truths, the Dhamma that the conditioned world speak about, talk about or share, they don't exist in the unconditioned. That's why when you read this, you don't have the true understanding. You can never comprehend. You may think it's contradictory. You may think, where got such thing? No old age, no sickness and death. The Buddha teach always sickness and death. then no Four Noble Truths, no attainment. So everything also don't have. Because people cannot understand that it, within the incarnation, it is without all those things. Yeah, those Dhamma pertain to the conditioned world. Within the conditioned world, there is Dhamma. There is old age, sickness, and death. There is enlightenment. There is awakening. There is attainment. And all this. But within the unconditioned, all this do not exist. Then, the next paragraph. Okay. This verse, like very contradictory to normally taught Dhamma. Oh yeah, I mentioned it here also. Hence, the beauty and uniqueness of the Heart Sutta. Reason why it is always expressed as true emptiness is wonderful existence. That is, when one is able to understand the profound true emptiness as taught in the Heart Sutta, then existence or life becomes wonderful and very meaningful and beautiful. Hence, there is no contradiction, because on the one side is taught the conditioned Dhamma within the conditioned world. Then there is the realization of the unconditioned Dhamma, which is the understanding of true emptiness as taught by the Heart Sutta. The unconditioned Dhamma, as explained by the Buddha, is beyond thought, beyond time. Hence, no word, no concept, no idea, and no this and no that, which implies cannot be spoken or expressed like the great Tao. The Tao also is very abstractive. Abstract, sorry. The opening statement of the Tao, Tao ke Tao, Fei Chang Tao. The Tao that can be spoken, interpreted, or expressed, that is not the true Tao. Then it ends up with the statement, yet nothing is apart from the Tao. So everything is like so mysterious. But when you understand, it's not mysterious, it's not abstract. It's just truth, and it's very profound. You must understand what is the Tao. The Tao is the oneness, the complete unity, the oneness, the original state, original nature.